Steve Jaco pre-game interview.
Lucky enough to be joined by the man who played the hero in the final 10 seconds of last night's clash. First time we've had a chat to him this year on K-Rock Football, and it's great to be talking to the superstar number 46 for the Cats, the jack of all trades and the master of plenty. We do speak of Mark Blitzars. Blitz, good evening to you, Kingy, Benny, Cass and Macca in the K-Rock Hub. Firstly, congratulations on the win. How are the hands after that wonderful piece of work done by you in the last 8 seconds?
Thanks for having me, guys. No, not too bad. I was right place, right time in that area and just threw my hands out. So lucky I got the smother, but fantastic to get the win and secure top four, which is the goal at the start of the season. So it's been fantastic, mate.
Have you dared to think about what could have been if you hadn't have got your hands on the footy?
No, not really. No, I've moved on pretty quickly, actually. So as I said, I just saw it and went for it, and luckily enough, I was in the right position. So, credit to Sydney. They threw everything at us and they could have snuck away with the draw there. But, credit to us as well. I suppose in that last quarter, we were able to play the way we wanted and move the ball well enough to kick enough goals.
Mark, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Have you had a review today of yesterday's game?
No, not today. That's normally just a bit of recovery and a bit of time to yourself today. We just spent time at the beach this morning and then went and watched the twos play against the Bulldogs twos, which was a great game. So we'll do our review tomorrow and probably incorporate a little bit of, depending on the winner tonight, between Port and Collingwood, who we play for the first final as well.
I know you haven't done your review, but your thoughts on sort of yesterday, it was obviously a good win in the end, given you conceded a start, but what were your sort of immediate thoughts on how the team played yesterday?
Yeah, we know we're going to be able to fight out games. We really back the way we finish. So we know that we're going to be able to play right to the end, which is a positive, but we've shown over the season that we've been able to start really well and play some good footy early on, but probably the last couple of weeks as well, just our starts have been letting us down a little bit, but that's maybe just a little bit from not so much our intent, but us winning, getting our hands on the footy and getting it forward, we're just not being able to keep it forward enough. But again, as I said, we'll do the review and go over a few things, but looking to have a couple of good weeks on the track and feel really confident going into the first final.
Now, I'm going to ask you a loaded question here. If the football god just flew out of you down your chimney and landed on your pillow and said to you, would you prefer to play in the midfield or would you prefer to play down back? What would you tell him?
That's a great question. I would love to play both. If there's a football god and allowed me to be able to play both positions, I'd love to do that. But
if his next question was you can only play one, which way would you say?
Full forward.
Come on, Blitz.
That's very diplomatic of you, Blitz. Prestige Jaco speaking with Mark Blitzars. He's Brendan McCartney on K-Rock Footy.
How are you, mate?
Good, mate. How are you, Macca?
Good, thank you. Hey, just for the listeners, Blitz, and there'd be a lot of Geelong supporters listening, what shape does the review take? What will it look like tomorrow for the people that aren't involved in football, like a lot of us have been so lucky to do for a long time? How will it look?
Yeah, we'll do a little recovery-based session tomorrow morning, probably into a bit of a PLG meeting just to chat about how we tackle this next 2 weeks and where we've gone from this season. And then with the team meeting too, it'll be more about the way we want to play. We want to try and make it look at the positives of what we've done this season. Obviously, there's some things we really want to improve on and we're going to have to improve this next 2 weeks to, because there's some fantastic teams in the comp. So we'll go over some footage, but we'll probably try and keep it as positive as we can. And the great thing is the boys today in the twos got through unscathed. We've got a really healthy list. So I think come in 2 weeks' time, the first final, there'll be a lot of guys ready to put their hands up. And I think the squad will be ready to play the first game, which will be good.
Who will you... They show footage, the coaches will show footage in the review, and if that's the case, who runs it? Who primarily takes the small group and the overall team meeting tomorrow?
Oh, it's probably a pretty team effort, so I reckon a lot of the players will speak up and we'll have a good chat. Obviously, Scotty will be very heavily involved, as will the other assistant coaches, so We tend to mix it up every now and then, but no doubt there'll be big team meeting and small line meetings as well, and that'll happen throughout this next couple of weeks.
I know you don't have any control over a blitz, but would you like a shorter break? You know, just continue the momentum. You've won seven of your last eight. Would you prefer to be the one of the first finals, or are you happy to wait until the Saturday when they're going to schedule two?
I'm not really too fussed, personally. I think one thing we've done really well this season is just, I suppose, roll with the punches. Any decision that's been made for us, we just go with it. We're quarantining in Perth, or we move to Queensland now. We're just really being able to move on and look at the positives and everything. So, I'm not too fussed. If it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday or Sunday, I'm just happy to be involved.
Who are you barracking for tonight, Collingwood or Port Adelaide?
I'll go diplomatic again, but I think the equation's for us. It's either we're Port Adelaide in Adelaide or we're Brisbane at the Gabba. So we're going to get a hostile crowd either way. I think it's going to be pretty electric. It gets pretty noisy at times with those guys. So whoever we play, I think, yeah, it's going to be very enjoyable.
You're sitting on the fence a bit, Mark. You even got the doctor next to you just to remove the old splinters from the old dut-dut, have you?
No, not today. I honestly don't care who we play. I think we'll go into the game confident either way. And it doesn't really matter, does it? We play Port or Brisbane, I'm happy.
I know he plays up the other end, but he probably doesn't give us stuff. But Tommy Hawkins winning the Coleman medal is a nice little sort of feather in his cap. What's been a great career from him, but it's a medal he hasn't won. And as I said, he'd much prefer to win the premiership this year, but he'll look back upon that, no doubt, with a bit of pride at some point later on in life.
Yeah, he should be very proud. Hopefully he wins it and Dixon doesn't kick a 10 or 12 tonight, but look, he's had a fantastic year and he's passed off a ton this year too. He's almost first or second in our goal assist, so he could have kicked a few more. He obviously desperately wants another premiership, as do we all. But I think, yeah, it's one that we're very proud for him, and hopefully he is too, because he's been a superstar this year.
Who played well in the Scooby-Doos today, Blitz?
We had a few. Darcy Fort was very good in the ruck. A few young guys, Sammy DeConing and Blake Schlensog, were awesome too. Cooper Stevens moved well, and thought Brad Close was really impressive. Daz obviously came in this week for Closey, and Closey's attitude going back, and he was full of run and spread, and I thought he was fantastic too.
Ah, good stuff. Blitz, really appreciate your time. A wonderful journey you've been on. I think, what now, 8 seasons in the competition, and you've only missed finals once, and another double chance, and here's your opportunity that has been presented to you in a very bizarre year to hopefully land a premiership medal for the first time. Really appreciate you giving us some of your time tonight, and look forward to talking to you throughout October.
Cheers, guys. Thanks very much.
Good on you, Blix.
Mark Blitzarth joining us there. Thanks to Prestige Jayco.
Prestige Jayco, pre-game interview.